The government says it supports the aquaculture industry's grand plan to expand marine farming offshore to deeper, cooler waters. Fisheries Minister Stuart Nash told an industry conference in Blenheim this week the greatest potential for the industry is in farming the open ocean. But is it better for the environment, as the industry claims? Conservation groups are cautiously optimistic, but warn the industry will have to tread carefully. Here's Tracy Neal with the story.
Warmer inshore seas, environmental degradation and growth in competing interests, including from the recreational sector, are all having an impact on inshore marine farms around the country. The focus of the government's new aquaculture strategy is to turn aquaculture into a $3 billion industry by 2035. Stuart Nash says growth in offshore marine farming is the key.
We're doing a lot of work at the moment in R&D on offshore farming, and we know that this is where the real potential lies. We're looking at how we do things onshore and what we need to do to ensure we can we get the raising of fish right, so when we go out to the open water, we've got that well sorted.
Guardians of the Sounds has long been opposed to marine farm expansion in the already overcooked Inner Marlborough Sounds. The conservation watchdog spokesperson Claire Pinder says it supports a plan to expand salmon farms in the cold, nutrient-rich Cook Strait, but with strict conditions.
It needs to be done in a strategic way, with proper oversight to the effects on the ecosystem, and it can't be just left to companies to just expand carte blanche.
Ms. Pinder says it's for this reason that the Guardians and three other environmental groups have called on the Conservation Minister to consider the move to open ocean farming as a matter of national significance.
Because we haven't managed large-scale aquaculture in New Zealand like Minister Nash is talking about, and there's been heaps of mistakes in places like Norway and Scotland and Tasmania, and one wonders whether or not without some really good oversight and strategy that we're not just going to make the same mistakes.
Whakatoia Mussels is farming greenshell mussels for iwi 12 kilometres off the Opotiki coast in the eastern Bay of Plenty. Chief Executive Peter Vitasevich says the five-year-old venture farms almost 4,000 hectares of sea space, but it took a long time to get up and running.
At Whakatoia, they had the foresight to actually get involved in the consent, and it did take 10 years to get. And then, obviously, once you have the consent and go through all the environmental courts and everything, then you've got to work out how you farm it.
Mr. Vitasevich says it's a nice way to farm when it's calm and sunny, but the weather has a big impact on the operation.
You can't have vessels or our people out there working safely, so we'll come home. So, we do lose quite a bit of time in not working, but that's just the way that you farm.
The aquaculture strategy also has a focus on the environment, but marine conservation group Project Jonah wonders if it goes far enough. General Manager Darren Grover reckons a more holistic approach is needed if ocean farming is to succeed on a larger scale.
It may be well and good moving something from inshore, but right now we're seeing changes in the marine environment which were totally unintended. These are a direct result of anthropogenic, human-induced climate change, and we don't know what's going to be happening in 2, 3, 5 years' time.
Mr. Vitasevich says expansion plans include a processing factory for much-needed job creation in Opotiki. For Morning Report, Tracy Neal.